But if you're a strong person and you keep fighting all your life for what you want, you fight, fight, and it's very hard, you know, because sometimes people will never let you forget who you are, and they would never let you have a go, because I tried my hardest to be a good citizen in Woora, but it still let me know that I was an Aboriginal, and that my place wasn't to be allowed to be there, because I'm an Aboriginal. And I just said to them, well, I'm just as good as you. As a matter of fact, I might be a bit better than you. If you all look at your own selves in the mirror, I said, just because my skin's a bit blacker doesn't mean to say I'm any good. So, yeah, I told a few people that. And in Woora, I had lots of arguments with them, you know. I said, us Aboriginal people, we're nice people if you only let us have a go and give us a go. And so how it come about, they were like, they're very, very, very racist in Woora. Then I said to the ladies, I said, come on, let's do something for this town. You know, we're not going to let them get away with it. Let's show the regions as good as they are. So we went and joined the dart club, the darts competition, Aboriginal people. We got our own dart team and won every year. and so we were allowed to go into this club then, because we were dart players, you know, before they wouldn't let us in.